In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I was not so used to seeing them in New York when I lived there, but here in Baltimore, I sure do see a lot of those bumper stickers that say, God bless America. When I pass a car with that sticker on it, I usually try to look over and assess whether that driver looks like a person who is demanding, God bless America, or if it's really a kind of prayerful request in that bumper sticker. Please, God, bless America. Either way, I look at that sticker on a car's bumper. I'm quite aware that God has blessed America. The United States of America has prospered more than any other nation in the world. And so I ask you this morning, is our country a blessing to others in the world? Certainly there's been the Peace Corps. I had the privilege years ago of standing on a brass plate at the University of Michigan where Sergeant Shriver announced for the Kennedy administration the establishment of the Peace Corps. And there is AmeriCorps. After World War II, the United States became a real blessing, as we used a great amount of America's wealth to help rebuild Europe after the war. Yes, in many ways, we've been a blessing. But there are probably times when we can be more of a blessing than we are. Perhaps we should ponder reestablishing AID, the government agency, by transferring some of the vast wealth and money and services from our country to other countries who are desperately in need of humanitarian help, and to reestablish programs that help children in third world countries who are suffering from AIDS and significant birth defects. And we should move into places where starvation is the result of war and begin again dropping those vast packages of food from the air into those countries. Oh, we're indeed a blessing in many places in the world. But we must always remember, when we think of life here in this country, that we are blessed to be a blessing. We are blessed to be a blessing. If I ask you to take one of those envelopes or pieces of paper that are in the pew racks by where you're sitting, if I ask you to turn to the back of one of those and list some of the blessings in your life, 1, 2, 3, however many, to list some of the blessings in your life. And then after making that list, think about how you're using some of those blessings to bless other people. We began our readings in this service from the Holy Scriptures, reading about when Karen read about the request of Abram and God's conversation with Abram. Well, I believe that that reading from the book of Genesis is appointed for this Sunday in Lent so that we might be prodded to think how we really are blessed to be a blessing to others, to think about. Think about your own life for a moment. What would you do differently? What would you do differently if you had the opportunity to start your life all over again? How would your life have been different? How might you be a greater blessing to other people if you had the chance to live those days all over again? There are some people who don't understand why here at this church we keep sharing our blessings with other people, many people whom we don't even know their name. Well, we struggle at times to take care of ourselves. Why do we do that? We do that because of who we are. Because we are God's people, like Abram was. And we have heard God's promise to Abram that when God says, "I will bless you, Abram, you will become the father of all nations, and you will, in your life, be a blessing to others." And we are followers of Jesus Christ. That's why we do the things that we do. We are followers of Jesus Christ, who said to Nicodemus, "I'm asking you to make your days better now." And Nicodemus left the company of Jesus and walked away a changed and better person. When God blesses you, when God blesses me, it's not just for me, it's not just for you. When God blesses us, the blessings that come to us are ours to share. When God shows grace to you and me, that grace isn't to stop with us, and so we share boxes of groceries from our own food pantry here with school families who have still not fully recovered from losing their jobs during the pandemic. We continue to do that. And that happens because we are the people who feel that we have been blessed to be a blessing to others. And we feed breakfast just yesterday morning, this hour, to dozens and dozens of people in Heitman Hall, hungry people who came here yesterday morning to enjoy a hot breakfast and were welcomed by members and friends of this congregation so warmly as they came into the hall. And they left. They all left with several bags and boxes of food we fed to them, or that we gathered for them and their families to use this week, starting today. And these things happen here at Epiphany Church, because so many of you believe that you are blessed in one way or another to be a blessing. To be a blessing. And because over the years of your lifetime, you have become a changed person, like Nicodemus after he met Jesus. You are blessed because you have met Jesus here. and taking him into your life. God blessed Abram all the way back in the beginning of the book of Genesis. It's written that God didn't bless Abram, for Abram's sake. God blessed Abram so that Abram would be a blessing to many nations that came after him. My wife, Anne, found some really comfortable shoes some time ago when we were in Washington on a Saturday. And she decided she liked them very much and she would like to purchase them. Well, then she decided after we got home to bless someone else because she felt blessed by sending a couple pairs of her shoes to Loaves and Fishes clothing closet. Still very wearable shoes. That was maybe 6 months ago. On that Saturday in Heitman Hall, a woman who had come to look through the clothing and to gather some food saw me bring those shoes. And she tried them on with the help of the staff, and they fit perfectly. And several Saturdays ago in this new year, she came up to me in Heitman Hall. And she said this, "Pastor, do you remember those shoes of your wife's that you brought here some months ago? Do you remember those shoes?" And then she said this to me. "Well," she said, "in December, my grandson got married, and I wore those shoes to his wedding, and I felt so special." We are blessed to be a blessing. God blessed us with the gift of Jesus Christ. And through the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus, God has blessed each and every one of us. And those of you who are watching this service online, God has blessed us with the great promise of Jesus that we will have life forever in the presence of God Almighty. Indeed, we are a blessed people. And what do we do with the blessings that are ours? The blessing especially of life forever in the protected presence of Almighty God. Amen.